This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Voters in two Wisconsin districts went to the polls yesterday to cast their ballots in special elections. The elections in Senate District 1 and Assembly District 42 were made necessary when incumbents stepped down to accept posts in Governor Scott Walker's administration.
The administration waged a legal fight to keep the special elections from happening, claiming they were a waste of taxpayer money, with a general election scheduled for this fall. But voters in those districts sued, and the court system ordered the state to hold the elections. We have results and analysis from the WUWM News Department.
This is Marty Michelson from the WUWM Newsroom. Democrats and Republicans fought hard in both contests, and after yesterday's results came in, each party could claim a victory. Democrat Caleb Frostman won the state Senate seat in De Pere. He defeated GOP State Representative Andre Jacques. Meanwhile, Republican John Plummer defeated Democrat Ann Groves Lloyd for an assembly post in Lodi. Last month, I traveled to both districts to meet the candidates on the campaign trail. Democrat Caleb Frostman told me constituents in his northeastern Wisconsin district responded to his pledge to address economic concerns if elected to the Senate.
I'm amazed how many folks I talk to that have a full-time, 40-hour week job and have outside employment on top of that in order to make ends meet.
Meanwhile, John Plummer, the Republican who just won the assembly seat in Lodi, said voters told him they were especially concerned about funding for transportation.
You don't have to drive around very far to see that we have some catching up to do on our roads here in Wisconsin.
With Plummer's election to the assembly, Republicans retain a sizable majority. With Frostman's election to the Senate, the GOP lead narrows. Now Republicans will hold 18 seats in that House, while Democrats have 15. Both of yesterday's winners will fill out the remainder of the current terms, which run through the end of the year. If they want to hold on to their posts, they'll have to win again in the November elections. Both Frostman and Plummer have registered as candidates in the fall contest, so have the opponents they faced on Tuesday. The two special elections weren't watched closely just because of the legal battle waged over whether they should be scheduled. The contests also were in the spotlight because observers wondered whether the results would help gauge the strength of the so-called blue wave in this midterm election year. As a result, the races drew national attention and big campaign donations. One of the people keeping an eye on the outcome was UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon. I asked him to reflect on the results.
Overall, you'd have to say this is a good, solid win for the Democrats, picking up the Senate seat while falling short in the Assembly seat, because these are both solidly Republican districts. These are districts that go 60-40 for the Republicans in a typical election. And so to have the Democrats get a win in the Senate seat means that maybe it's not a blue tidal wave, but at least it's something that is approaching a blue wave to have the Democrats pick up one of these two seats.
What factors do you think led to Republican John Plummer winning the Assembly seat and Democrat Caleb Frostman winning the Senate seat?
Yeah, it's hard to say the specifics in any race. The issues were pretty similar. You would think that the national conditions of the Trump factor, which has weighed heavily in these special elections around the country, stimulating Democratic turnout, Democratic interest, you would think that would have been similar in the two seats. Looking at the county by county results, it looks like turnout was reasonably strong for a special election, but it wasn't overwhelmingly strong, and so it could be that Democrats were able to turn out their base in a way in the Senate seats they weren't able to do in the Assembly seat. Also, I noticed in just looking at the county-by-county results that Door County was a really solid margin for Frostman. He had almost a over 2,000-vote lead, I believe, in Door County. So that was the decisive area for Frostman's win in the Senate seat.
Can people across the country draw conclusions about the strength of the blue wave from these races?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, again, it'll be some just a bit of incremental evidence to add to the evidence of the blue wave. I think it would have been a bigger story, obviously, had the Democrats carried both of the special elections. But to pick up one of the two is still, I think, a solid win for the Democrats in these special elections. They've flipped now, I believe, 26 or 27 legislative seats around the country in special elections. And so this is just another bit of evidence that the Democrats are more energized in general in these special elections than Republicans have been. Now, the big question, of course, is whether or not this will carry over to November for the midterm elections where it really matters.
How might the parties capitalize on the victories or do damage control on the losses?
Well, I think that, you know, clearly the Republican Party is going to take heart in the fact that they managed to save the 42nd district. And also, I think the other thing I'm sure that Republicans are going to point to is that these elections aren't as meaningful as the ones in the fall. The ones that really matter are in the fall. And so I think the losing party in both cases is going to take this as a effort to rally their supporters even more strongly to turn out in the fall elections.
That's David Cannon, a professor of political science at UW-Madison, sharing his thoughts on yesterday's special elections in Wisconsin. You can find more election coverage on our website. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.